Why don't you tell our listeners who you are and what you do?
Well, I'm Peter McGugan, and my expertise has been in change and reinvention, and I've written a couple of successful books. And I was realizing that I wrote a best-selling book on burnout, and I was burnt out on it myself, just talking about it and consulting in that area. I wasn't very excited, and was invited by some clients to help them with a change project, and then that resulted in my writing another book on change and reinvention and really becoming a student and professor, I guess, of that topic. So that had gone along very well, and I had been able to leverage speeches and book sales and things into some nice long-term consulting projects and some speeches and things.
So, Peter, you've already got a successful career. You're speaking. You've got successful book sales. Why did you think you needed somebody like Vicki Sullivan?
The whole marketing side of the speaking industry had gotten much more time and labor consuming, and so I needed to go back to the people who already knew me with something fresh and different. So I spent time with Vicki, and she helped me recognize a couple of kind of innate abilities that I've always had from the time I was a kid, really, that I was undervaluing, and that I certainly applied them in my life, but I didn't necessarily apply them in my products. And so I went out with a new kind of label that I was a strategic growth guru guy. And I thought, well, okay, I guess that sounds all right. And we packaged a bunch of critical beliefs and different things. And I thought, well, it sounds interesting. I don't know. Let's see. And then I went to a board meeting because I was sitting on the board of a corporation that had, when I started with them, had about $25 million in sales, and we were up to $45 million. I'd been on the board for a few years, and I thought, well, what better place to try out this new song than in that board meeting? So I went in and put some of these new critical beliefs out there into the room, and the room just ignited, and they got very excited, and I ended up signing a contract to do $130,000 worth of consulting for them that week or before I left town.
Whoa. So let me see if I can summarize this. You're a very successful speaker. You're doing fine. You decide you want to go back and kind of reinvent yourself to your own audience. You work with Vicki. She pulls out some new stuff. You present it the first time, and you land a six-figure contract?
That's
Is that
pretty
right?
Much how it worked.
Oh, wow. That must have felt wonderful.
It was amazing, yeah. And then that leveraged into a lot of other things, because that sort of center of influence company, you know, was running around telling people about what I was doing with strategic growth and them, and then, you know, it took off from there. So I just couldn't believe how putting fresh information out in the right place virtually eliminated my need to market for quite a while.
What was special about Vicki? Why was she able to pinpoint what you did so well, do you think?
Well, I think that everybody needs a coach of some kind. You know, I think that when we're doing what we do well, we have our nose to the grindstone and we do it and we're busy with it, but we don't realize that the cheese is being moved and that we need somebody who's got their head held high and looking over the terrain and seeing what's going on and where the trends are and is able to instinctively know what's hot and what's not. And Vicki has those skills. Those abilities just come really easily to her. She's able to see what's happening in the marketplace, where the trends are, and how you can fit most profitably into that changing marketplace.
What was the process like of working with her? I mean, people always wonder, you know, when you get together with a coach, I mean, what do you actually do?
You know, the amazing thing for me was that when I met Vicki, I'd written two successful books and had about 10 speeches that I was doing successfully, and I had been to the top communications programs and graduate schools in journalism, and Vicki actually told me how brilliant writers write and taught me the process of creating original, dynamic material that when you put it out into the room gets really quiet because it's just so right. And you know, there's a tremendous amount of superficiality out there, and that doesn't sell. You can spend a whole lot of time trying to get your first two or three speeches, and you might, at a lower fee, get them, and you might be lots of fun on stage. However, it's not going to get you to the big leagues, and it's not going to get you keynotes in the big rooms. You've really got to be profoundly bright, and Vicki is. And so she helps you get to that place of being profound with your information. And she matches that with what the market is going to perk up and grab onto.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a pretty winning combination.
If there's one last thing that you thought people ought to know about working with Vicky, what would it be?
It's really fun. It's challenging. It's like having your own potentials rolled out of you, which if you're not afraid of your own potentials, is just so exciting.